Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Can I have a radio check, please? Any station.
Into the repeater there, Chad. KI4DOS.
KO4NUE. Clear. CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Cedar is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Normal traffic for the net tonight. Please call KO4NUE. Announcement tonight, but I'll give any other station the opportunity to post their announcement first. So any station that has an announcement or bulletin for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. Post my announcement, I'm going to give each station an opportunity to grab a pen and piece of paper. You'll need to write this down. So I'm going to move on to the next portion of the preamble while you grab a piece of paper and pencil, and I will be back directly. Control call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACCU portion. Before we read the pre-check-ins, this will be announcement number one for me tonight. All stations, be advised, effective 1 September, Sassafras Mountain repeater on frequency 146790 will change their PL tone to 127.3. All stations effective 1 September. Sassafras Mountain repeater 146.790 will change their PL tone to 127.3. Do any station need any fields? Please call KO4NUE. Let's move on to the pre-check-ins tonight. We have 20 of them, I believe. So we'll go ahead and start with KA3JCA, Mr. Richard in Simpsonville. KA4JCA, Sally in Simpsonville, and KA4ACL, Ashley in Simpsonville. K3DOV, Upstate Anderson Radio Club in Simpsonville. KM4JWP, Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina. W4FCM, Fred in Traverse Rest. N4IEI, Miss Isla, also in Traverse Rest. W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville. KI4LZI, Andy in Table Rock. KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville. KC4W, Bill in Anderson. KJ4UHF, Jack in Simpsonville. WU2T, Rusty in Moore. N4ASW, Tony in Asheville. KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors. K4OSH, Pat in Malden. KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave in Easley. And K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. Much Amateur Radio Society, we appreciate you guys using the pre-check-in function tonight. And it is a nice feature, and we encourage all users to use it if need be. So with that, we'll move on to EchoLink stations for check-in tonight, and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4 NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
Net Control, please check in. November 4, Sierra, Juliet, Charlie, that's N4SJC. Stephen, Columbia, South Carolina, back to Net Control.
KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome via EchoLink tonight, KN4RJN, that's Mr. John and Brown Summit. And John, I have you down for comments, sir. I'm glad you stuck around because I've got a doozy of a story to tell you tonight. Also, we'd like to welcome N4SJC, that's Mr. Stephen in Columbia. Stephen, I talked with you via RF today. And just so you know, your call sign that is showing up on EchoLink is November 4, Sierra, Juliet, Charlie. Is that what you wanted, sir?
Good evening, Chad. It was a pleasure speaking with you today. It was nice to meet you. And that is a QSL. That is the Vanity New Call. N4SJC. Thank you so much. Back to Net Control. Doing a great job. Thanks for running the net.
So before we move on to the RF portion tonight with all traditions, the last station that checked in with us, N4SJC, Mr. Stephen down in Columbia, has recently got his ham ticket. He did not like the call sign that was issued to him initially, so he requested that call. So I want to take a break here just for a second, and any station that would like to take an opportunity to congratulate Stephen and welcome him to the ham community, and recognize his efforts in getting his ticket. I will pause here for that.
SJC, this is KO4RYP. Congratulations on getting your license, and welcome to the ham community.
The controller here, I'd also like to welcome you and say congratulations on getting your ticket. It's always a lot of people doesn't understand, you know, I passed my exam, and what do I do now? So we'd just like to take the opportunity to, congratulate you on getting your ticket, and we'll just say appreciate it. You're welcome on the net anytime, sir. With that, we'll move on down the log, and we will accept RF check-ins beginning with India through Lima. Any station, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to Banana. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
NUE. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Saying 73s for each one of you.
QE. Good evening, Chad. This is KO4 LAO, Jim. I'm in Traveler's Rest. I'm mobile this evening, driving in Landrum. 73 is all over there.
Back up and recognize W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Sid, it's always a pleasure hearing from you, sir. And KK4JFO, that's Mr. James, and up on that mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. James, appreciate you dropping by with us. Also, we'd like to welcome a good friend of mine, KO4LAO, Mr. Jim, mobiling around and from Traveler's Rest, but mobiling around in Landrum tonight. Jimmy, be careful up there. There's some bad things that happen at night in Landrum. You be safe, sir. All right, so we'll move to next on the list. Well, let me make one more call, India through Lima, before we move on. Any station, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE. Move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Again, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also checking my wife, Wendy, Kilo, November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, that's KM4HTP. I'll be short time, but Wendy will be listening. And If you're nice, she may actually stay on to correct you.
Wait, can you read? Ed, please check in. Helix 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Serena, and my husband, Helix 4, Delta Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Helix 4, Michael.
Let me get this group, and I'll come up and grab you on EchoLink, sir. From W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark in Simpsonville. He brings along his Miss Wendy, KN4HTP, Miss Wendy, also in Simpsonville. Also, we'd like to welcome KK4ONO, Miss Lorena. She brings along with her Mr. Rick, KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, and their daughter, KM4 Mike Oscar Quebec, Miss Michelle, their daughter, are from Piedmont. Also, we'd like to welcome W4K4IOM. That's Mr. Walt and Inman. And Walt, hope you are doing well, sir. All right. Any more stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Papa, X-Ray, Bravo, Lloyd, and Simpsonville bandwagon. I'll also join the rest of the crew from Simpsonville. UEW2MJB, did you get Wendy down for rack 2?
Mark, but I do now, and I'm glad that she's down for comments because I've got something for her and Mr. John tonight, they might find funny. So I do have her down for comments. I do have her down for comments now, Mark.
Thank you. And my previous comment, if you don't want to be nice to her, you don't have to be.
No, we better be nice to Miss Wendy. you might can get away with it, but I don't think anybody else can. So we'll play nice. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4PXB. That's Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville and from Piedmont tonight. And Lloyd, hope you are doing well, sir. Okay, so let me go ahead and grab EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, good evening, Chad. If you will check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, speaking in Greenwood. Good evening, Chad, to yourself, all the net, no traffic, no queue, and do be sure and come and say hello from me.
I'd like to recognize via EchoLink tonight, KA4PQA, that's Mr. Stephen in Greenwood. Stephen, I appreciate you checking in with us tonight, and Miss Anna says hello back to you, sir. All right, we'll make one more call for Mike through Papa. Any more stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE. Station, last call in station. This is KO4NUE. Not quite making it into the repeater, but if you'd change your X a little bit, or if you're on a handy, move your antenna around just a little bit and try again. We'd like to get you in the log, sir.
NUE, this is Whiskey 4, Oscar Delta November in Simpsonville.
Sir, W4, Oscar Delta November. Can I have your name and location, sir?
Yeah, this is Braxton in Simpsonville.
Welcome, W4ODN. That's Mr. Braxton in Simpsonville. And Braxton, I think that's the first time I've got you in my log, sir. So appreciate you joining in and checking in with us tonight. We have a net every night at 9 o'clock with a different net controller. Wednesday night. We also have a swap net ran by one of our other net controllers, KI4DOS. So if you're looking for ham radio gear or anything like that, check in with us on Wednesday night, Mr. Geary. We'll be glad to take care of you, sir. All right, with that, we'll move on to the next group, Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, this is Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo, at his usual perch along the interstate in Clinton. I will have a little bit for the rag chew, and that is all. 73s to everyone else.
Again, Kilo Juliet 4, Tango, India, Quebec, KJ4, TIQ, Philip of Easley, IV negative and negative.
D8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo, Oscar, November, Ed in Brevard, no traffic, no comments, I'll be monitoring.
4NUE. Again, KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
NUE. In Whiskey November, 4 Sierra, Chris in Lyman, no traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
Recognize what we have so far. We'd like to welcome KD4SRR. I believe that's right, Robert. If I didn't get your call right, please let me know. I have you down for comments tonight, sir. And the KJ4TIQ station, I did not get your name. Can you recheck and give me your name, sir?
Nope.
Got you in the log. KJ4TIQ, Mr. Phillip in Easley. WD8RON, Mr. Ed in Brevard. KO4QLG, Chris in Liberty. Chris, hope you were doing well tonight, sir. And Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris and Lyman. And Chris and Lyman, I'd like to say you have an absolutely impeccable signal coming into the repeater tonight, crystal clear. So just want to let you know, whatever you're doing to your station, keep doing it, because you are full quieting. So with that, we'll move on. Any more stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE. The next group, I'd like to check in my wife, who is here beside me, KO4RYP. Her name is Miss Anna, and she is here in Campobello with me tonight. Okay, so we'll move on to the next group, which is Uniform Through Zulu. Any station, Uniform Through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Control. Kilo Echo Zero Uniform, Uniform X-ray. This is Joe, back up here on Mount Pisgah this evening. I'll be negative and negative. 73s to everybody on the net. Tell Miss Anna I said hi, and hope everybody has a good night and staying cool. Back to net control.
SKO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KE0UUX. That's Mr. Joe up in Mount Pisgah. And Joe, I'd like to pass along a short message to you. My wife and I have, we called the inn up there trying to make reservations, and we are going to sneak up there one night and call the net from the Mount Pisgah Inn. So stay tuned. One night we will call the net up from up there, and I'd like for you to drop by and visit with us for a few minutes. So with that, we'll move on to the next group. Any more stations in Uniform Through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Please again, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XD, Tommy. I am mobile in Greenwood County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Unit 1 on that.
This is Kilo Echo Zero Uniform X-ray. Chad, I just wanted to say, yeah, I'll definitely stop by and see you there if you have a call on that. I'll be here until Labor Day, and then I'm going back home for a little while to visit my family, but hopefully it'll be before then. Back to net control.
Good QE. Roger that, Joe. We got you. And we're not going to tell you now. We're just going to show up and surprise you. So, my wife's over here just laughing. So, all right, we'd like to welcome K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy in Greenwood. And, Tommy, I mean no offense, but just want to let you know I did get you in the log. You are picket fencing just a little bit, but very copyable. 73's to you, sir, and you have a nice evening. So we'll move on down the log. Any station, Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling that tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KO4NUE. This is KI4DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee. This is Daniel N. Taylors.
4NUE. Chad, Miss Anna in the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic. Good evening to you and Miss Anna and all on the net.
4NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative, negative.
4NUE. Chad, hope y'all are doing well tonight. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
10UE, 10 Kilo Charlie 2, Delta Quebec Victor, Bob and Gray Court, negative and negative.
Go ahead and back up and recognize what we've got so far. That was a good group. W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave and Greer. Dave, appreciate you checking in with us tonight. And KI4DTY, that's Mr. Daniel and Taylors, a good friend of mine. And hello to you, sir. Nice to hear you on the net tonight. Also, KI4DOS, that's Mr. Gary in Easley. Gary, I have you down for some comments, sir. Okay, and he brings along his wife, K3JOY, that's Miss Joy in Easley. Also, KN4CHY, that's Mr. Keith in Seneca. And N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry and Anderson. And KC2DQV, that's Mr. Bob and Gray Court. So, all right, with that, any more stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE. We'll move on to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel. Any station that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call, any station... Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4NUE.
In Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HX. That's Patrick in Penrose. And Chad, I will be in and out tonight. Thank you for calling in.
4. Foxtrot, Hotel Juliet. Gene and Taylor, the negative and negative. Over.
Check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Chandler, North Carolina, and I'll be negative, negative right, Chad. Thanks.
You can recognize what we have so far, starting with KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick in Penrose. And Patrick, nice to hear from you, sir. And W4FHJ, that's Mr. Gene in Taylors. Gene, also have a short message for you tonight, sir. Please notify your brother that I have the electrical panel cover for his milling machine. He left it here and have not been able to contact him, so please pass that along to him, and I'll get it to him one way or the other. Also, we'd like to welcome KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry and Candler. And Harry, appreciate you dropping by with us tonight, sir. Okay, any more stations? Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4NUE.
I'll get in contact with Neil tonight. At least I'll give it a try. Sometimes I can't get him, but I can always get him second try and so forth. And listen, I appreciate it very much. I'm sure he'll be glad to hear about that. Thank you. Over.
I'll mail it to him if need be, but just want to let him know I inadvertently left it, so my bad. Okay, any more stations? Echo through hotel. Please call KO4NUE. Move on to the big group. Alpha through Zulu. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. Just mark me negative and negative.
What NUE? Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg and Greer. Negative and monitoring.
4 NUE. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out. I'll be around for a comment. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
And clarify one thing before we move on to recognize those stations. Mr. Greg and Greer, I believe I got your call. KO4TOQ. Is that correct, sir? Greer. Don't think I got your complete call. Was it KO4TOQ? Over. I didn't recognize KO4JKV. That's Mr. Duncan up in Asheville. And Duncan, it was nice to hear from you, sir. I haven't talked with you in a while, but it's always nice to hear you check in with us. Also, we'd like to welcome KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry and Greer. Larry, have you down for some comments, sir? And I did get your message today, but could not seem to. I'll give you a call tomorrow and fill you in. It's been one of those days. So, also, he brings along his wife, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna and Greer. All right, any more stations? Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankees, Jim in Greenville. Negative and negative.
4NUE. Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Hotel Yankees, KQ4VHY, John and Seneca. And I'll be negative in short time.
Welcome, KO4YHY. That's Mr. Jim in Greenville. And KQ4BHY, Mr. John in Seneca. Appreciate you guys checking in with us. And are there any more stations before we move on to the RACU for Alpha through Zulu? Please call KO4NUE. So we'll go ahead and close the formal portion of the net tonight. I personally would like to thank each one of you for checking in with us tonight. Any station that does not wish to hang around for RACU may secure their station at this time. This is KO4NUE. True pleasure to be your net controller. We'll now begin the RACU portion, and we'll periodically stop between RACUs and ask for any more check-ins. So first on the stump tonight is KN4RJN, Mr. John and Brown Summit. So go ahead and take it, John.
This is KN4RJN. Evening, Chad. How y'all doing? I did get the grass mowed this afternoon. We had a slight, about a 3-drop thunderstorm come through, and I thought, well, if I wait till tomorrow, it'll be dewy and wet in the morning. By the time the grass dries out, it'll be too hot, and then by the time it cools down, another thunderstorm will come through. So as the sun was going down, I was racing through the yard in the lawnmower, and I did manage to get the lawn mowed. So I got to do the trimming tomorrow, but I got the bulk of it out of the way. So there is that. I want to remind everybody about the Perseids meteor shower coming up this Friday. get out there around midnight or so. Well, you might see a few before that, but get out there some point in time after dark. Get your lawn chair and your favorite beverage. You don't need a scope. You don't need binoculars, and just look more or less to the northeast. Perseus will be highest in the sky around midnight, but he'll be coming up in the northeast, and that's where the meteors appear to radiate out of, hence the name. So, like I said, grab a lawn chair, favorite beverage, and sit out and enjoy the show if the clouds and the sky and the weather cooperate with you.
Back up here. So that was Friday. Is that correct?
Roger that, Friday.
Okay, so here's what I got. Friday, midnight, skies of the northeast, Perseus meteor shower. Me and Anna, we don't ever pass up opportunity to put a blanket in the yard and take a look at the sky at night. So at least, you know, that was not 3 or 4 in the morning, so we'll definitely, we'll try again. The last time we tried, we didn't have much luck, but hey, you know, favorite beverage, blanket, we'll take you up on that, and we'll see what we can see.
This is KN4RJ, and roger that. Now, the peak is, if Friday night is a bust because of weather or whatever, it actually occurs, you know, sometime between July 14th and August 24th. It should peak on Friday night between August 11th and August 12th, around midnight into early Saturday morning. But if the weather is not cooperating, come back out the next night if you got good skies, and you might see a few. Generally speaking, at the peak, it runs somewhere in the vicinity of 100 meteors an hour. So if your skies are clear and good and dark, and you got the time, and since it's a Friday night, I'd make it a little bit easier to stay up late. Sit back and enjoy the show.
And I have also been watching me and Anna both have been watching the images that have been released from the James Webb Telescope on YouTube. And I would just like to say I am just absolutely amazed. Yesterday or the day before, the James Webb found the oldest known galaxy in human existence, which probably isn't saying too much, as old as the universe is. But it is just absolutely amazing to know that even viewing that galaxy is over 400 billion years old. They are saying that if you believe in the Big Bang theory, that's one of the first that came out of, you know, the Big Bang. So just absolutely amazing to see some of the things that telescope is allowing us to see.
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, and the thing is, that galaxy probably isn't even there anymore. In fact, a whole lot of the stars you see in the sky, you know, could very well have blown up, you know, hundreds of thousands of, you know, even millions of years ago, and the light's just now getting to us. So what we are seeing is literally the past.
Amazing to think that, you know, all of that is just old and may not even be in existence anymore. I mean, it's just, it boggles my mind. But I've always been looked to the heavens for a lot of things. But to be able to see in the heavens, it's just absolutely amazing. It amazes me, and I'm just tickled to death that some of my tax dollars went to something I can enjoy.
This is KN4RJ, and roger that. Unfortunately, here east of the Mississippi, we don't have, in most places, really good dark skies. to go out west, Colorado, Arizona, out in there, you've got some really dark skies. But if you really want dark, dark skies, the place I would go, which I'm not going to, but the place I would go for dark skies would be North Korea.
No, I'll take my noise pollute. I mean, my light polluted South Carolina any day. No, I can't do North Korea, but.
This is KN4RJ, and I have no intention of going there either. But if you look at pictures taken from satellites or from the space station of the Earth at night, and if you look at the Korean Peninsula, you'll see a very, very brightly lit bottom half of it, and then a very dark area between it and China with one little bright spot, which is Pyongyang. So the fact that rural North Korea has basically no electricity at all, and there are very few lights there, that would be some of the darkest skies on the planet.
I know all of the light pollution we have, it's, you know, it kind of hinders things a little bit. But we're in the middle of a pine thicket out here, and, you know, believe it or not, that does buffer pretty well. It doesn't buffer, you know, what's above those. But ground light does, you know, kind of impede things a little bit. But we're kind of lucky in that we've got a little patch down there in the pine trees that, we planted the pine trees after I came from the first deployment so that we could harvest them to send the kids to college. So 4 or 5 years into the growth, they were doing really well, I'd like to add. My neighbor decided he was going to burn some brush in his yard. Caught my pine thicket on fire, burnt half of the pine trees I had up, and, you know, I mean, I made him replant. It's all I could do. It's my kid's college education. I didn't have a choice. But there's one spot down there that just, no matter what he did, he couldn't get any trees to grow. So it's called the bald spot, and we go down there, you know, for a picnic or whatever, and, you know, it kind of worked out. But that's usually where we go to try to, you know, take a look at the stars.
This is KN4RJ, and roger that. Yeah, I've been to your place. Yeah, you're pretty well, you know, socked in there around and protected from, you know, any ground light, city glow, and you're far enough out that, you know, the biggest thing around is, what, Spartanburg, and you're pretty well protected from that. But, maybe the bald spot is a blessing in disguise, because at least there you can go and get a better view of the sky. I'm in a subdivision here, and it's out in the country, but I've still got some light I have to deal with. But on a clear night, I can see fairly well. I've got this one street light that I want to take a rifle to that's kind of in my way. But other than that, I get my shade umbrella, put it up and tilt it over and block that light out of my eyes. But most of the sky is, you know, it's suburban skies. What can I say? Greensboro's not that far away, so I've got Greensboro sky glow, and I've even got Charlotte sky glow, I know. But my south and east and west are fairly clear. So, you know, you take what you can get. I suppose if you don't feel like making a venture into North Korea, and I wouldn't either, the next best thing would be out west, you know, Colorado, Montana, Arizona, far away from Las Vegas. You get a lot darker skies out that way because it's so sparsely populated. But east of the Mississippi, the best you can do is relatively dark suburban skies, and that's, you know, you take what you can get. I'm not going to move anytime soon anyway, so I'll put up with what I've got.
This is KO4NUE with KN4RJN on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So you're right, John. And listen, I'm going to, if you don't mind, I'm going to drift on down the log here to Miss Wendy. I do want you to hang around. I don't do too well as a net controller trying to jockey two rag shoes at once. It's hard for me to do that, but do want you to hang around and listen for just a second, because I do suspect you'll have a comment But I especially want to move down to Miss Wendy here for a second. So would you have any issues with that, John?
This is 10-4-RJ, none whatsoever. You go right ahead.
Don't take that the wrong way. I know you're going to hang around. I'm sure you're going to comment on this one. So before I move on to the next on the rack to you, which is Miss Wendy, are there any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net?
Please check in N4, NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. Name here, Jim, Julie, Dean, and Mike, location Greenville, South Carolina. Please check me in and out, please. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
N4NLR, N4, nothing like radio. Mr. Jim in Greenville, appreciate you dropping by, Jim. It's always a pleasure to have you check in with us. All right, so with that, we'll move on to next on the rack queue, which is KN4HTP. Miss Wendy, you still there?
KN4HTP. Yeah, I'm still listening in.
Initially, I'm going to direct the conversation. After that, you can do what you want. So I got a question for you. Have you ever seen someone on a motorcycle for the first time and they get in a panic situation and don't know what to do, and it turns into chaos real quick? Have you ever seen anyone do that?
Think of the first time I lost control on a dirt bike. I haven't ridden a motorcycle, but dirt bike, I was, we were teenagers. My dad got us a couple of dirt bikes. We're out in the middle of the desert riding around, my little brother and I. Well, there was one dirt bike, so we were taking turns. And my little brother's a pretty tall guy. He took the first turn. I took the second turn, and I hit this curve going too fast. And instead of slowing down, I revved it. I hit a spot of sand, spun out the rear tire, tipped over the motorbike, spilled gas, scraped up my leg. And after about 10 minutes, I got up off the ground like, okay, I got to solve this. So I hid all my scrapes and bruises because we just got the dirt bikes. We didn't want Dad to say, oh, too dangerous, we're getting rid of him. So first I hid all the evidence off of me, and then I picked up the bike and cleaned it up so you couldn't tell it had tipped over. Well, I thought you couldn't tell. Then I headed back toward the truck where we parked and hopped off the bike and said to my little brother, Tom, it's your turn. So he hops on the bike, goes off, and he finds this spot where most of the gas is off in the dirt, in this big swish of sand, and he sees all the evidence down there. He finishes his ride, he comes back, you know, he took an extra long ride, came back, he says, thanks for not telling Dad you wiped out, are you okay? I said, well, I will be, but it's going to be hard to hide this one. But between the two of us, he covered for me, and I faked it, and that I wasn't all banged up, scraped up, nothing more serious than, you know, road rash and stuff like that. And sure enough, we got to keep the dirt bikes, and I got better after that.
My point is that you kind of have been in a panic situation, and things just kind of go south really quick. So that was my whole point to that question. So here is what happened to me today. So I went and visited with a club member that's close by, and I had to exchange some paperwork and whatnot. So we were standing outside the truck talking, and I had to use the restroom. I had to tinkle. Bad. Really bad. One of those deals. So I asked if I could, you know, use the restroom, and sure, go right in. It's just over here on the right. So I ran into the house to use the, you know, the restroom, and the lid was closed. So I looked down to the side of the toilet, and there's this chrome handle off to the side of the toilet. And I thought, man, that's fancy. They got chrome handles for the lid covers. And, you know, honestly, what I was thinking in my mind was, you know, you don't have to touch the lid. So I reached down and I flipped that handle on that, on underneath that toilet seat lid, and that lid flew up, and these two metal jets shot out from underneath the toilet seat. And, Wendy, they absolutely soaked me. Two of them. One of them was spinning in a spiral direction, throwing water everywhere, and the other one was shooting out a steady stream. It soaked me, the curtains, the flowers in the bathroom. I did not know what was happening. I thought the toilet blew up, and I didn't know what to do. I really did not know what to do. So I had to stick my hands and deflect the water down in the toilet. And that happened for a couple of minutes, and I'm thinking, Lord, God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I've messed the bathroom up. And I finally had to holler for, you know, the lady of the house, because I didn't know how to turn the thing off. But that was my first experience with a bidet. I know what a bidet is, but I've never seen one. But I don't like it. It absolutely soaked me and ruined her bathroom. It literally, it took three full-size towels to get the water off of the floor and to get things cleaned up. I was thoroughly embarrassed, and she was not happy, but there was nothing I could do. I didn't make the connection in my mind that when I flipped that handle, that activated everything. And, I mean, it was like something off a RoboCop. It was horrible.
For the long, long pause, I'm trying to get things under control over here. Oh, that is the funniest story, Chad. Thank you so much for sharing. Because that's a little bit humiliating, but no, not really. Who uses a bidet? I love it. I absolutely love it. So sorry, though, that it was a bad experience for you.
I did apologize, and I did make contact several hours later and apologized again. And, you know, by that time, it was funny. But it wasn't funny at the time. And I've never seen anything like that. I've seen pictures of them, you know, but first time experience with that. When I was in Iraq, they didn't have flushable toilets. They have a ceramic bowl on mounted at floor level with foot grips on the side of it. And you just, you know, put your feet on those grips and you do, you know, whatever business you need to do. And then they have a little tin can, a communal tin can. No toilet paper or anything. You just kind of, everybody dinks their hands off in that communal water can to clean their fingers. And I didn't, you know, that and American toilet, that's all I've ever seen. But it was kind of shocking when these two, you know, metal pipes came out. You know, I mean, they moved on their own. And it's like a dirt bike for the first time and didn't know what to do. So, I did all I could do and just, you know, stepped out of the way and then was trying to process what was happening. And, you know, the flowers and the curtains are getting wet. And finally, I just had to, you know, I'm going to ruin this lady's bathroom. I got to do something. So I just deflected what I could deflect and started hollering. I don't know what else I could have done.
I'm not sure I want to picture this, but what if you were sitting down when it happened? That would have been so much harder. It'd be so much more shocking. Oh, my word.
I'm not sure.
Oh, thanks for sharing, Chad. I don't feel so bad about hiding the dirt bike wreck from my dad now. You know, that story, you're right. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. And it will be just to get so many laughs, so many parties. And, of course, they won't name you in the future. You'll just be a guy who stopped by. And so it won't be attached to your name. Although, doesn't the repeater record stories? So maybe it is going to be in history books for the rest. No, it's not really going to be. Anyway, that's such an awesome story. I have a kind of a question for the round table when you're ready for that.
Okay, I'm ready. Let's just move on. So, wonderful day, and I was glad to be a part of it, but it's about over. So, Miss Wendy, what is your question?
For HTP. Well, I have gone, sorry, I still got the giggles a little bit. This question, I was going to ask you next time I saw you face to face, but then who knows when that's going to be. So, and it's a round table type question. I'm a little bit embarrassed that I want more information about it, that I don't just didn't learn it already. But so when somebody is passing traffic on the radio, what is the process and what are examples of traffic that would be passed? So I guess those are my what would it feel like, what would it look like, what it would sound like, how is it done? Maybe a scenario, say my sister in Michigan wanted to pass a message to me down here and she knows a ham operator. Just give me some examples or some procedure kind of ideas. And I thought, oh, you're the communication guy, so you would probably have a good feel for answering this question.
For NUE and K4HTP for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So first thing I'm going to tell you, Miss Wendy, is don't ever be afraid to ask a question, ever. Use that radio to its fullest extent and ask away. The second thing I'm going to tell you is I know the answers to those questions, but I'm going to defer that to the master traffic handler, KI4DOS. Mr. Gary, are you in there? And could you please help Miss Wendy with her question?
NUE, KI4DOS, you called me, Chad.
Miss Wendy had a question about traffic handling. I do want to answer some of her questions were, but I know you are the master traffic handler. And our question was, what is proper traffic? What does that look like? One of her questions also was if she had a sister in another part of the country and she wanted to send a message, how would she do that? And, just general information about traffic handling. And I know you've been doing it for years. So just wanted to, see if you could help her out a little bit. And then I'll follow up behind you with anything you've missed, which I know you're not.
DOS, which, Ed, first off, I am not a master. I'm just, I muddle along and try to do the best I can. To answer one of Wendy's questions, Wendy, if you'll look up on your computer, the ARRL radiogram, it'll show you a form that they normally use. As far as the message goes, it can be just about anything as long as it's not something that should not be put out over the airways. I'll put it that way. If you want to send your sister a radiogram, first off, you will need a message number. That's your number, whatever you want it to be, 1, 2, 5, 128, whatever. The precedence would be routine. The handling instructions would come back to whether you would like a return message or not.
And if you wanted one, when you wanted it returned. Of course, you would be the station of origin, and then it has check. That is the number of words in your message. If you want to say hi, we're doing great, or whatnot, you count the number of words in that message. And if you put a punctuation, which, you know, like a period would be an X-ray, that would be counted as a part of that number. You would give your party's name and their address and their telephone number. They've started using email addresses, which if you got an email address and you got a computer in front of you, do it yourself. You know, that's being ugly, but that's the way I feel about it sometimes. But you give them a telephone number, and so that they can get in touch with the party that you're sending it to. That's basically what it looks like, and how it goes. But if you want to send a message, well, say I wanted to send a message to Chad, I'd put my message number down, and then go through the heading, which is the message number, the president's, the handling instructions, the check, place of origin, and the date, and all of that. And if you wanted it returned to you, you would put, in the handling instructions, a Charlie. If you don't care if you get a return back or not, you put a Golf. There are others, but you can look that up on the ARRL webpage as well. Hope that helped.